Skillet or spider?
And would you use one more than the other today? You probably call it what today?
Mostly spider, I think.
Okay. And now you want to, it's a heavy iron, it's another cooking utensil, a heavy iron vessel with a large opening in the top. You'd put it over the fire and cook broth in it or stew.
Kettle?
And do you stir this with a big
spoon or?
Okay. Or what? Any other words?
Ladle.
All right. Now, the thing you keep flowers in is a. I don't see any here.
Vase.
All right. You ever call it anything else besides a vase? A flower. You ever call it a flower pot?
Yes. Flower pot.
Now, after you have eaten a meal, the wife will get up and say, "Oh, I must do what to the dishes? I must
wash the dishes."
And after she washes them, before she dries them, she does what to them? She pours water on them and. She
rinses them.
She what?
Rinses them.
And after she does this, what do you have to do? Before you put them away, you have to...
Wipe.
And you wipe them with what kind of a piece of cloth?
Dishcloth. Or a towel, rather.
And you wash them with what kind of piece of cloth? What's the name of the piece of cloth?
Dishcloth.
Okay, and you turn on the water. You want water, so you turn on the what?
Faucet.
Is there any different word that you'd have on a barrel? If it's just one of these things? If it's one of these things on a barrel, is there a different word that you'd use? Remember, old barrel had a...
I didn't get that.
Now, suppose you wanted to, you had a barrel filled with something and it had one of these things like we just mentioned on it. You turn on the...
Faucet.
Still be faucet, okay. You ever use tap for this?
Sometimes they use the word tap.
Mm-hmm. What about spigot? Spigot?
They use that word also, spigot.
Is that an older one? You say that's an older word, one that they used to use, or a new one?
I think that's about the oldest word.
Now, if you had some liquid you want to get into a small bottle, you'd probably go use a...
Funnel.
And if you want to make the horse go faster, you'd take out this big long thing and...
Whip.
Now, you went to the grocery store and bought some groceries. You couldn't carry them, so you had the grocer put them in a what? So you could carry them easier, in a...
sack.
And I suppose you bought a big 100-pound container full of potatoes. You'd say you got a big, what, of potatoes? A big...
big sack.
Now, is there any difference if it happened to be made out of burlap? Different between, call anything else?
Gunny sack.
But if it were made out of paper, it would probably still be just a plain a sack. Or would you use anything else for a paper?
Paper bag.
But sack would be most natural for you, I suppose. All right, now you remember where they used to keep the flour? Kept the flour in a great big... or meal?
Well,
how about suppose you had some vinegar? You kept vinegar in the basement in a big what?